Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
Give it to me, England! Give it to me, England! I mean, did you see what just happened in the World Cup? I mean, did you see what happened, Alfred?
I was in the car listening, and I did hear it. And
I mean, we are talking about Colombia and England, and Colombia, in injury time, ties it up. They go to extra time, 30 minutes of just the most exciting scoreless action you'd ever see. They go
there were two attempts by England during that time period that
no doubt.
I mean, it could have stopped the game right there.
I'll take your word for it. I wasn't.
No, well, no, it doesn't stop it right there.
It would have given them a
chance
a 1-0. No, it was actually 2-1 then.
And then they go to penalty kicks, and first England gets stopped. Then a dude from Colombia bangs it off the post. And then a guy scores from England. Guy misses from Colombia, gets saved by the English keeper. And then England for the pride of the Queen!
He's ready now, Dyer. Can he make it count? Penalty shootout jinx is over. A discipline that traditionally has made England fans squirm. But they held the nerve even while trailing in this shootout. And Eric Dyer was the coolest man inside the Spartak Stadium. England win 4-3 on penalties.
Woo!
What a match.
And on this 4th of July holiday time for us here in America, I'm happy to give England at least one win. We got the big win. We got the big win. We got the win that really mattered. And what I know, Alfred, there's two guys that should not be headed back to Colombia on the team plane.
Oh, man.
Well, unfortunately, Colombia has a history of
savagery when they lose.
Yeah. And that was documented in a 30 for 30. A Colombian guy had an own goal, and then he was killed by people back in Colombia. That's part of World Cup soccer history, too. So there's two guys that probably are
receiving some threats.
I don't know. They may think about just getting on a Southwest flight to, like, you know, Oregon or something, and maybe not go back to Colombia. A lot of pressure there in Colombia. I mean, thank God in the United States, I do not believe we have a history of assassinating people that actually don't come through in sports. I gotta think about that for a second. But I believe we're good in that department.
So really quick, there was an article that was released by the Mirror.UK that said the brother of the Colombian football player murdered after being blamed for his country's elimination in the 94 World Cup fears a repeat if the national team disappoints in Russia.
Are you serious? I was joking.
I know you were. It's a bad joke, but Andres Escobar was the player that was gunned down 10 days after he scored an own goal.
Actually a feeling in Colombia this could happen again if somebody fails the national team.
Escobar's brother, the guy that was killed, his brother thinks it could happen again.
And we just had two guys miss penalty shots. okay, I'll get a little bit more serious. So, should those two guys be worried about going back to Colombia, Al?
I think they would be. A little worried. Their families would be a little worried. I mean, Escobar's death after returning home was it was crazy. I couldn't believe what we were hearing. But, you know, yeah, I feel bad for Colombia. But
I was rooting for Colombia there.
Oh, Colombia had they were down 1-0 the whole time, man, until, four, 5 minutes.
Do you want to hear the equalizer?
I want to hear the equalizer.
Let's hear the equalizer.
El empate está aquí cuadrado para el centro, segundo palo, sale Jerry, gol de Colombia, gol de Colombia, gol de Colombia, gol de Colombia, gol de Colombia.
So that was the Colombian call.
That's great.
Let's hear the English call. I'm joking. And a shot made, and oh, score Colombia. Tied up. Right. Ah, here we go. Penalty shots, and England wins. Back to the BBC 2. It could sound like that. I don't know. That's my English accent for a guy with a high-pitched English voice. Hi, up here, speaking like this. Hello, and welcome to World Cup Soccer on BBC Two. Today, Colombia tries to avoid execution at home as they try to execute on the field against England. There have been death threats after the first. Should I not make any death jokes because it's actually too serious? Like, this might really. All right, stop. Stop the music. That is terrible that there's really, seriously, death threats like that for athletes because of athletic performance or failure.
Yeah, it was two days ago.
I'll stop joking about it because apparently it's for real. It's preposterous that it really exists, but apparently it does. So I'll leave it alone. I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe these two guys shouldn't go back, by the way. Right? Like, isn't that sad? That's pathetic that might be the case. Just trying to have a little soccer fun. Anyways, congratulations, England. Were there any other games today? That's kind of out all day today.
Yeah, Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0.
Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0. So they tried, were neutral on the field as well. Way to take a side, Switzerland. Oh, we don't want anything to do with anything. Can't nothing to see here.
What incredible matches, though. What incredible matches.
Did that game start on time? The Sweden-Switzerland game?
I don't know. I just saw bits and pieces of that one. I saw pretty much the whole game, England watch. And...
Gotcha. Really quick, I don't know.
That was a big win.
I believe when they were giving their victory speech, they were on a piece of finely built furniture. I can do it all day.
They had
meatballs in the training room.
What kind of cheese did they have? Was it Swiss cheese?
Maybe. They made them Swiss cheese.
What were you saying, Big Sexy? Yeah.
So there's been like this underlying story here with the team, with Japan's team and all of the Japanese fans. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
What's going on?
The Japanese fans have been cleaning up after themselves at the stadium.
That's right.
Oh, I have seen that. And that's pretty cool.
I think there was another country as well.
Did you see the Japanese team after their match left the locker room? And I remember that was a heartbreaking match that they lost yesterday. And the coach said, you know, after everybody was standing around and nobody knew what to do, take a shower. D-Mac, they took a shower, left the locker room spotless.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, nothing out of
the
place.
Like the players.
The team, whoever.
The team, the team manager, somebody. But I mean,
you can't hate on that.
And a sign that said, thank you.
In Russian.
Jeez.
I mean...
Wow.
So kudos
to stay at the crib anytime you want, Japan.
Right, for real. Right. Kudos to the entire Japanese delegation.
I bet their Airbnb reviews are amazing. I'd have the Japanese
Japan
team stay at my house anytime they wanted to.
Oh.
I'd kill you with truth.
I mean, spotless, man. The locker room looked like it never
so
has
wait,
been.
So wait, did the fans not clean up after themselves?
No, the fans did. Even after the loss.
The fans did, and then the players cleaned up, you know, the locker room. Like, you know, they were about to eat off the floor or something. It was so clean.
I've been in a lot of, as you certainly more than me, but a lot of professional teams' locker rooms. Generally, the players take their wadded up tape, and it's kind of a guess where the trash can is. You know
Something
what I mean?
It smells wrong
it's
in
kind
here.
Of like just like, it might be over here. This could be over there.
I know. I used to have to clean those locker rooms up.
That is a pretty remarkable story because I don't think professional athletes, that's the locker room after the game?
That's after the game.
Shut up.
Look at that.
Dude, it's like they mopped.
Yeah, they did.
That's impressive. That's after the game.
That's after the game.
Wow. Okay. Good for the Japanese. They know how to lose in style.
Oh, I was like, wow.
This would you rather lose in style or just be messy and win?
I'd like to be messy and win.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. America. Take that. We didn't make this tournament, correct?
No, we didn't qualify. Their fan, teams are paying after the loss yesterday. Also went out and in front of their fans and bowed gracefully and thanked them at the end of the match yesterday.
Well, they're an easy team to get behind. That's cool. Good for them. We have a lot to learn from them, I guess. There's other moments of history that, you know, weren't so great for the Japanese, but, you know.
Cleaning up their areas.
So they figured out how to clean up their areas.
Oh, man. It's been great soccer because now we're in single elimination, and you get things like what happened today, a penalty kick to decide who moves on. And to me, I think that's great. Baseball would be good to do something like this in the home run derby.
Huh?
That's what I want to see, a home run derby at the end of a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. That's a dumb idea.
Instead of it going 5 hours, you know, hey, after 11 innings, let's do a home run derby.
Our guy Dylan here filling in for the Strawberry Man.
He had a great idea. He did have a great idea. His idea was very simple because the conversion rate on, I mean, if you guys can look it up, it'd be interesting. On penalty shots in soccer, how often do they convert them? What's the percentage? My guess it's close to 85%, something like that. Field extra points out were too easy. So what'd they do? What'd they do in the NFL to make extra points a little bit more interesting?
They pushed it back.
That's exactly what they should do. Dylan thought of that. They should just push back the penalty shot in soccer. Just push it back about 3 yards. It'd make it much
There's
more interesting.
What's wrong with it right now?
Oh, it's too easy to convert.
Hey,
it's
apparently
too easy
you
to convert.
Still have to execute. You
yeah,
still
but
have
it's,
to execute.
It's too
you
high.
You still have to execute. It's part of a normal game. It's not, you know, it's
penalty,
not made
the
up.
The penalty is way, way too severe for how you can gain the penalty. And the advantage to taking the penalty shot is it doesn't make sense. Like if you get tripped in the corner of the penalty box, all of a sudden you have a chance to score a goal. And the value of a goal is absurd in soccer. It's just too easy to make. It's not equivalent to penalty itself.
It feels like. Everybody knows
move
what the rule
three,
is.
Move
Why?
It back 3 yards.
Why?
It's
Why?
Too easy. I'm telling you.
You know what? I like it just like it is.
No.
But you know what? Baseball needs some help.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does.
Yeah, it's
fine. Let me say this.
Baseball's fine.
Baseball and these games that take 4.5 hours.
You don't pay attention to them anyways.
Why?
Do you care?
Who doesn't?
You.
I pay attention.
Baloney.
Yes, I do.
Baloney.
Yes, I do.
What was the last extra inning games you watched?
Extra inning game?
Yeah.
It would have to be the Rockies.
Attention.
So it would have to be the Rockies. Let me think. When was the last time we went into extra innings?
When's the last time you watched and it was into extra innings?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't remember the last
right.
game we went
so
into extra innings.
Don't say something needs to be fixed that you can't
even
remember.
Oh, my goodness. But early in the
happens.
Year, we had a five-hour game.
That's all right. You know, you also have like 2 hours.
We don't do that in football.
10-minute game. No, football's basically 3 hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, baseball's got to find a way to keep it, you know, to.
No, you don't care. Nobody,
who doesn't care?
You really, nobody cares.
Oh, baseball would be so lucky if they had a home run hitting contest at the end of the match. That would be so fun. Now, that would be fun.
It's such a bad idea.
It's such a great idea.
I can't even.
It's such a great idea. It's better than your idea of putting a guy on second base and starting the inning.
Well, that's what they do in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Except
why don't you go ahead?
It happens at like every level of baseball, except Major League Baseball. Like, it's a common thing.
It doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. My idea of... If you want to get fans,
my idea
if you
is
want
based
to get fans,
on something that actually already happens in well, other you, levels
if,
of baseball.
If you want
your
to get
idea,
fans
your idea
involved,
is like doesn't
this
exist
is what
anywhere.
You do. If you want to get fans involved, this is what you do to create excitement.
Okay, who throws the pitches in your home run derby?
Oh, it could be whoever you want.
Who gets to choose?
The batter.
The batter. Okay, how many batters do we get?
You get ten balls.
10 balls, and you can pick anybody who you want to throw you the ball.
Throw you some rubbish over the plate.
All right, and who gets to? How many different hitters do we use?
You use ten. You use one guy for 10.
Yeah.
The other team uses one guy for 10.
All right.
And if it goes,
if it's
further,
tied,
if it's tied, you use one guy for 7.
A different guy for seven. Does he get to pick his own pitcher?
That's right.
All right.
And then boom. I mean, we got something exciting going.
So we keep going like that, huh?
That's right, until we get down to 3 and then to 1.
And that determines who wins the game.
That's right. That's a great idea. Home run derby to finish off baseball games so that we can be more excited. I mean, as a fan base, you just got to know that people are more excited to see a ball jacked out of the park than a 1-0 game.
You know, you make this argument with so much passion, so I should just probably leave it alone and say,
why?
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a good idea. Baseball needs
you're
a shot in the arm.
You're the only... Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that.
Baseball needs a shot in the arm.
We could probably find some Big Al maniacs to call up and text and to also say that's a great idea. So I shouldn't say you're the only one.
To think that it wouldn't be a good idea would be to say that you don't want the fun in baseball.
I guarantee you, you can't find one baseball person to agree with you. Yeah, I think you can find some listeners to agree with you. I don't think you could find one baseball person to agree with you.
Why?
Because it's such an insane idea.
Why? Because, wait a minute, let me make sure I get this right. See, we don't have those issues in the other sports, it's just baseball. Basketball is a predetermined time, and, you know, we're not going to get a four-hour basketball game.
Why don't we have guys shoot from half court
in
basketball
games? We don't have a four-hour hockey game. You know what they do? They do a shootout.
Yeah. How about
what does baseball do?
They keep playing. Listen,
it's fun to have your third baseman end up being your pitcher
at some point? No, I would hurry things. I would let one extra inning play, and then in the 11th inning, I would start the inning with a runner on second, California tiebreaker, and go from there, which is commonly used in other levels of baseball, including the World Baseball Classic, which is an international event involving major leaguers.
You know what? This feels like it was good today. The penalty kick was at the same distance it's been forever, and the excitement was all over the place. Who wasn't excited to see that?
It's fine. It's just too easy. It's too easy to convert.
I found it. Of the 240 kicks at World Cup penalty shootouts before 2018, 170 were scored, a conversion rate of just over 7 of 10.
7 out of 10? That's not too easy.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. That's a little lower than I thought it was going to be. All right, just keep it where it is then. I thought around 65% would be good, and it's pretty close to that. All right, good enough.
Just excitement, man. Pure excitement. 2 days in a row.
Ironically, 7 out of 10 were made today in the penalty shootout between Colombia and England.
So it's about 70%. So it greatly favors the shooting team. And, you know, they could move it back a little bit and get it down to about 65% and make it a little bit more fair. But anyways, you know what? You're probably right. 70%. There's enough margin of error. That's way... under what extra points are now. I think extra points went from 99.9%. No joking. I really think it was that high, like 99.9.
I think it went to like 88.
Something in the 80s. And now you're telling me the shootout's like in the 70s. That's pretty good.
By the way, there was a field goal miss from the same distance an extra point was missed in the Super Bowl by the New England Patriots, if you remember. You didn't have breakfast?
No, but distance does make a difference with the extra points. It has changed. It's been a good change by the NFL, for sure. It was too easy. You can't have a play that results in success 99.9% of the time. It is ridiculous. They moved it back. It's created a little bit of drama. You know, it's been something. The more you can get kicking itself out of football, the better. The less important kicking is to the game of American football, the better off it's going to be. And they're making rule changes to it now, Al. They're doing with the kickoffs. They're trying to mitigate, you know, the cannon legs of these kickers and the violence. And they'll get rid of the kickoffs, you know, Al, eventually in the NFL. Eventually.
Yeah, and once the kickoff is done with, then we can start talking about how difficult football is going to be to negotiate with players in the box. Because there's a new rule out there that says you can't lead with your helmet.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that going to be interesting how that's going to change everything?
I don't know how that's going to work out. But
I agree. They're changing kickoffs, and this helmet rule really could change the way... I mean, we're about to see some dramatic changes to football in a couple months. We kind of haven't really talked that much about it, but you're right. It's going to be... I mean, it might look like a totally different sport.
It's going to be a different sport. I mean...
Certainly different than you ever played, that's for sure.
Just the idea that a guy like Cam Chancellor is not going to be a useful, you know, guy in the NFL anymore. The big safety, the Steve Atwaters, Cam Chancellors, those big guys are gone because Cam did not retire. Cam did not retire. If he retired, he couldn't get the guaranteed money that's owed to him. He cannot pass a physical, which means that he's not going to play. But if he retires, he foregoes his guaranteed portion of the contract.
When we come back,
which means that he's not going to retire.
When we come back with the big three, the Nuggets have made a move. I'm curious what your feedback on that is. And great news for all NBA fans. The Golden State Warriors got better.
Yes.
Details next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Bestest, it's Papa Murphy's.
Want to partake in our contests? Check out the contest rules at 1043thefan.com.
Dental phobia? Consider Sedation Dentistry with Clarkson Dental. Their highly trained team will lead you through an exceptional dental experience from that first fearful call all the way through to aftercare. Call the most experienced sedation dentist and staff, Clarkson Dental, ColoradoSedation.com.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLB1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife would like to congratulate Terry Wickstrom and Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 20 amazing years on the radio, bringing expertise and insights into the world of fishing, hunting, camping, and everything the great Colorado Outdoors has to offer. Terry Wickstrom has been a consistent voice on Saturday mornings, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife has been a proud partner for many years. Spring or fall, summer or winter, it's always a good day to get outside and enjoy the many things this state has to offer. Congrats, Terry, from the Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Nothing is more important than your health. Hi, I'm Donnie, owner of Fitness Gallery, a proud hometown partner of the Denver Broncos. We sell the world's finest fitness equipment like True Fitness, over 36 years of manufacturing the best treadmills, ellipticals, and stationary bikes. Rated the quietest and smoothest on the market. True carries the best warranty in the industry on most products, 10 years on all parts, and 30 years on the motor. And Tough Stuff Strength Equipment, which has been manufacturing the best in strength equipment for over 47 years. All Tough Stuff Strength carries a lifetime warranty on all parts to the home. To celebrate our grand opening of Colorado Boulevard and our partnership with the Denver Broncos, save up to 40% off MSRP with guaranteed nationwide lowest prices. There's no better time to invest in your health than now. Fitness Gallery with three convenient locations in Denver off I-25 and 58th Avenue, across from the Furniture Row, in Highlands Ranch off University and C-470, or our new superstore on South Colorado Boulevard in Yale. It's the largest showroom in the nation. Check us out at fitnessgallery.com. By quality, you'll never regret it.
Many VA borrowers say that buying a home with no money down is the VA program's biggest advantage. But there are other characteristics of a VA mortgage that provide huge benefits as well, especially compared to other available home financing options. For example, closing costs are often lower, there is less stringent underwriting, and mortgage rates are extremely competitive. If you're on active duty, or a military spouse, or even a veteran, be sure to consider a VA loan for your home purchase or refinance needs. In choosing American Financing, you'll get added bonus of working with salary-based mortgage consultants. See my friends at American Financing at AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. Or you can call them at 303-695-7000 to get the process started. They carry an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, and their specialty is finding the right loan for you. They can customize that loan to fit your family needs. So give them a call, 303-695-7000, or you can visit them online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
Where's the best place to see fireworks off the bats of Nolan, Charlie, Trevor, and the Rockies, and then watch a post-game fireworks show? Coors Field, July 3rd and 4th. This double feature has been a grand tradition for 25 years, and these games always sell out, so go to Rockies.com/fireworks today.
I'm Robert, and I'm a patient of the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. I was in a funk because I couldn't perform sexually. I had the desire, but I didn't have the physical ability. I lived with this problem for about 12 years. It was depressing and wasn't good for my relationship. I would tell guys who were in a similar situation to skip the fake ads that promise all kinds of things and deliver little or nothing. Go to a legitimate agency that understands your problem medically. Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic were very friendly. They took their time. They understood exactly why I was there. They were very matter-of-fact, very professional. Amongst other things, I felt very confident that what they were doing was safe. If you struggle with ED, like I did, I would suggest that you overcome your initial embarrassment of the problem and don't just live with it. There is an effective treatment for ED. There are people who understand the problem. Those people are at Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic.
This is Jeff, director of the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. You don't have to live with ED anymore. Give us a call at 720-440-7900 or go to RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com.
Denver Sports Snapshot.
Rockies battle the Giants at Coors Field tonight. Antonio Sensatella will take the mound for Colorado.
Snapshot presented by Schomp BMW. One price, one person, 1 hour.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three. Presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
All right, Alfred, let's start with the Rockies last night. And Freeland, Mad Bum, round two. This one goes to Kyle Freeland. What a great game for the Rockies. They were losing 2-0. Freeland was, you know, he was done for the night. And they came back and they got Freeland the win. And what a great way to reward your pitcher when he does such a wonderful job. Quirky game, too, because he gave up a home run on the first pitch of the game, but settled in and pitched great. Then they got kind of a lucky break because Crawford, who's an amazing defensive player, makes a unforeseen error by the Giants, and the Rockies convert it to runs that inning and runs later on to win 5-2. And Wade Davis comes in and shuts the door the way that you're supposed to. Great night of baseball at Coors Field. And there you go. So what do you think about Freeland and the W from the Rockies last night?
Freeland's been on fire. I tell you what, the game itself was entertaining. It was fun. It was well pitched from both starters. Bumgarner was on fire, though. I mean, he had a wonderful game until he had to give up the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then things got out of hand for the San Francisco Giants. But I'll tell you this, Bumgarner, pitched his butt off too last night. I mean, it was a great pitching duel. It was a great game to see, and I'm glad that we came through and beat up their bullpen instead of somebody beating up our bullpen.
It was a nice night, man. Let's keep it going tonight. Bongos.
Three!
The NBA's reaction to Boogie Cousins going over to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, wasn't that fantastic, by the way?
Oh, my goodness,
isn't everybody just thrilled about that happening? Wow, that was great, great news for everybody.
I mean, DeMarcus Cousins joining the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, that is what we really, really needed. I mean, just to... That was
Can
just
I finish?
Awesome.
Can I finish?
I apologize.
Okay.
Sorry.
That move solidified the Golden State Warriors having five legitimate All-Stars.
That is so amazing
on
and
one
wonderful.
Team.
That is what we wanted.
The type of player that he is, combined with the type of players that they will have in Golden State, is just unbelievable. And I think it's better for basketball when we see these type of moves where teams are gathered together to try to knock off one opponent.
You know, it's
except there's always benefits to the team that does extremely well because guys will go play for them for less money than market value allows.
Here's what's curious about this particular move. The popularity, as our own Zach Bai has proved with a massive amount of research. Good for you, Zach Bai. I hope you have a podcast somewhere. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
but here's the deal. It makes the NBA as popular as ever. However, it also makes the NBA a complete unmitigated joke at the same time.
Why?
Because the level of competition and fairness is so crazily out of balance.
Man,
however, it makes the sport even more popular. So should I really be upset that something that makes the sport even more popular but is truly bad for the sense of competition in the league itself a bad thing? It's just what it is. You know, during the 80s, nobody really wanted to see anybody except for the Celtics and the Lakers play. Aside from, you know, I suppose other... It was probably the height of NBA popularity, and then eventually Michael Jordan came along. And now you would say this Golden State Warriors team is as popular as any team that's ever existed. So I can't say it's bad for the sport. I just think it's bad for the sport.
D-Mac, I can't believe the reaction that many people are giving me behind what is a natural occasion when you have guys that are all drafted in the same building. Now, remember now. Klay Thompson was drafted there in Golden State. Steph Curry was drafted there in Golden State. And so was Draymond Green. Okay, all they did was add Kevin Durant. But they had already had that team assembled, and now they add Boogie Cousins, who's playing for less than, well, he's playing for the mid-level exception. So what I'm looking at is a team that drafts three out of their five All-Stars, and you're mad at that team?
No, I'm not mad. I just said I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying when you have leagues that lose their competitive balance throughout the league itself.
All you have to do is draft well.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah,
and
the Nuggets had the same chances as all these other teams.
You realize there's only like three teams that can possibly contend for the NBA championship.
Because they didn't draft well?
Okay, for whatever reason.
I mean, there was a time when we looked at the Oklahoma City Thunder as a team that drafted well, and they were right there in the end.
How many teams in the NFL could possibly win the Super Bowl next year?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
20?
10?
Oh, 10, I'd say it's more than that.
Maybe 10. Maybe call it 8 to 10.
How many teams could possibly win the NBA championship next year?
Right now, there may be 3, maybe 4. But that doesn't make it.
There's not 4.
Oh, the Houston Rockets.
That's 1.
Okay. Golden State Warriors.
That's 2.
Okay, you have the Lakers.
Can't do it. Not with the Warriors there.
Why?
They're going to beat the Warriors in the
I don't know, but you said it has a chance.
Okay, LeBron. Slight chance.
Oh, he's going to get help from Kawhi.
So you listed 3 teams and not one of them was from the East.
The Boston Celtics. And who knows what we're going to get out of...
He's for real. No team in the East
Boston
has
Celtics,
a shot.
Wait a minute, the Boston
no
Celtics...
No team in the East has a shot. None
the Boston
of them.
Celtics with Kyrie Irving?
Not a chance.
And Gordon Hayward is coming off of his injury?
Against Golden State? Not a chance. Against LeBron and the Lakers if they're in the finals? Not a chance.
Man.
Against James Harden
man.
And the Rockets if they're in the finals?
That's what I'm saying.
Not a chance.
That's why it's so compelling and that's why we watch.
Right,
because the Sixers and the Boston Celtics
Let me give you a solution.
Are teams to watch.
Let me give you
Don't
a solution.
Don't forget Toronto is
Let me give
always
you a solution.
The number one seed over there. They just got to get some more grit to them.
Maybe you'll give me a little consensus on one thing. It is time to get rid of East versus West and reseed 1 through 16 and play it that way? Can I at least get some agreement on that?
I'd say that'd be interesting, but that's not how basketball is played. It's an interesting concept, but that's not how it's done. And unless they're going to do a new collective bargaining agreement where that comes into fruition,
yeah,
D-Mac.
Yeah, it's just, we're playing Fantasyland, making things
Fantasyland,
better.
Fantasyland, let's have a home run contest at the end of the baseball game at go past 11 innings.
All right. We'll just move along then. they got rid of, the Nuggets got rid of Wilson Chandler. It was a big salary dump. Do you like that move?
Absolutely. It saves them money in the salary cap. It saves them money in their basic salary, and they surrender a second-round draft pick to go with
it. It's all good, right? Good move.
Oh, man, that was a great move. I mean, the next one you're going to see is Kenneth Faried.
Do not forget, Bobby Marks of ESPN tweeted out, trading Wilson Chandler to Philadelphia will save Denver $50 million in combined salary and luxury tax.
What will be your lasting memory, as we say, adieu to Wilson Chandler?
Say goodbye to the baby
tattoos.
On his neck.
Yeah.
The tattoos. Yeah, it's got a baby, a disturbing one of a baby on his neck.
Maybe his greatest moment came when he was playing overseas. When didn't he score
when
like 70
led
points?
China in scoring China, right. Was my highlight of Wilson Chandler.
Three.
One more. You. I'll never forget. We saw that. Whoa, the leading scorer in China is our very own Wilson Chandler. Do they know Wilson he has a baby? Do they know he has a baby tattoo on his neck?
Is that a baby?
It's disturbing.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. My last one will be this. I've been checking out some things, D-Mac. I've been checking out some things, and I have this great little tidbit of information. Do you know how many pitchers there have been from the state of Colorado to make it to Major League Baseball?
Oh, my goodness. 50?
No. There's only been 8. And last
Boy,
night.
Hold on. Maybe I can name them, though. Roy Halladay.
Go ahead.
Brad Lidge, Kyle Freeland, Clint Tavares, my homeboy, Clint Tavares. Mm-hmm. Was he from Colorado? I just saw Clint about a couple hours ago.
David Patterson, go ahead.
I don't know David Patterson.
Ty Black.
Didn't know him.
No, he played last night. He played last night. He's
the
one that gave
for
up.
Regis, the, yeah. For Regis, yes, of course. Of course I know him. Sorry.
What's that, Big Sexy? Block, excuse me, Ty Block.
Block
gave up the gave up the cookies in the 8th, I think it was. But eight pitchers,
come
man.
On, you gotta be giving some credit on Clint Tavares, right?
Tell you what, man, it's that Kevin Gausman love.
Kevin Gausman. I mean, we've had a lot more players, but you're just talking pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, but this is wonderful. 8 pitchers and Ty Block last night from Regis High School, the second Regis player. That's been a pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Who's the other one?
The second one, David Patterson. He's playing and drafted by the Nets, by the Mets.
Well, I certainly
in the 2017 MLB draft.
I certainly hope we can add Bo Weiss to that list in the coming years.
Mm, love to see that. 8 Colorado-born players to see playing time with Major League teams of 2017. How about that?
You know what's awesome about that? My son went 3-for-5 against Tavares' team earlier today with 6 RBI. So, suck it, Clint. No, I'm joking. Nobody cares.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's shocking, actually. I'm surprised it's so few. I would think there would be more.
Okay, bongos.
Clint gave me some great... I can't even tell that story. Shoot. Clint's a great dude. Bongos.
3!
No, he doesn't go with the 2s.
Goes with the 2s.
No, he doesn't. He goes with the 1s.
Goes with the 2s.
He goes with the 1s.
Having the time of his life.
When we come back, Patrick Saunders, I hope he's in a better mood. What do you think the mood of Patrick Saunders is going to be? Rockies are on a nice little roll. We'll get to Bizbol with Patrick next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Joining us.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'll take it, Alfred. Oh, now break it down. Come on, Patrick. All right, Patrick Saunders, you take it from here. Ready? Go. Come on, Patrick, sing it. Purple haze happening at Lodo.
Active bunny, and I don't know why.
Let Patrick take it here.
eat me while I kiss the sky.
Yeah! What's up, Patrick?
What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Patrick Saunders, our Denver Post Rockies beat writer. Presented by Rox Heating and Air. R-O-X. Rox Heating and Air. That was the best. Well, I shouldn't say the best, but it was a great, great, great win last night at Coors Field.
It was
everything that you would hope for. Great pitching, terrific relief by Wade Davis, a comeback, even though it was a little quirky because some defensive issues plagued the Giants. Rockies got a little bit lucky,
like a squibber
base hit by Charlie Blackmon and Crawford making an error.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've got to hit the ball. You've got to make the plays to make it interesting. And they did all of that. And then they got a great closing performance from Wade Davis. My man, that's what I'm talking about. Where have these games been?
I agree with you. That's kind of one of those wins you can build off. You know, we talk about all the time, momentum and all that. In baseball, it seems to be here 1 minute, gone the next. And who knows, tonight could be the same thing. But we've seen the Rockies, you know, kick away so many of those kind of games this year where it goes into the late innings and they can't close the deal as the other team comes up with the lucky break or the big hit or whatever. And last night, it went the Rockies' way. And more than that, this is the second game in a row that Kyle Freeland's went toe-to-toe with Madison Bumgarner. And Kyle Freeland, he's this team's ace now. Homegrown Denver kid, Thomas Jefferson High School. Guys, he's the real deal. He's cool. He's composed. He doesn't, he's not lights out stuff like John Gray. But boy, has he learned how to pitch. And he is thriving at Coors Field. It's terrific to see.
And you know what was great about last night? The entire time, man, he was sitting up there on that deck, man, and he was cheering guys on, and he was into it. I mean, the emotional part of playing this game isn't shown very often, especially not from the pitchers, and he was into it. And although he was out of the game when most of the cheerleading was going on, but he was into it, and it felt like I was watching a high school kid with that kind of energy just going out there, just having a great time.
Great, great point. And that's Kyle Freeland in a nutshell, Alfred. He is, off the field, he can be laid back, easygoing. But, man, when he's in the game and the game is on the line, he is one intense guy. And it's good to see because he knew he had done his job. But it wasn't so much, I don't think, about him getting the W. It was about the team finishing it.
Yeah.
Because I've been to, in the clubhouse many times this year when Kyle has done his work and done a great job. But the team couldn't complete it, and you would have thought he had gotten knocked out of the game in the third inning. It's winning for the team that matters most to him, and it's evident. And I thought it was cool to see him showing that emotion last night. I agree with you completely.
All right. Was Nolan Arenado asking to be traded with his latest comments? And I know those comments were very similar to what he talked to you about in the offseason. So I take it with a grain of salt, but a lot of people, Alfred included, Mark Schlereth and others I've heard, have said that his comments were his way of saying, I want to be gone.
No, I don't think they were. His comments, even though he later kind of backpedaled and said, I wasn't trying to send a message to the front office. No, he was trying to send a message to the front office. Not that he wants to be traded, but that, listen, guys, we need to do something because this team, and he's told me this, he thinks the NL West is winnable this year. And he's not the only one. But he thinks, given the woes of the bullpen and some of the starting pitchers, he believes that the Rockies, it's high time for them to make a move, not right now, but certainly in the next 3 to 4 weeks, to show him, Nolan, and show the rest of the team and show Rockies fans that they're willing to go out and make a move to bolster this team. Now, if you want to read into it long term, he's saying, listen, if I don't see that kind of thing happen, I'm out of here. But for right now, and I asked Nolan that very question off the record, and no way did he say, listen, I want to get traded. I mean, he was kind of surprised.
Hal, do you want to respond to that? Because you certainly thought that was what he was asking for.
Well, what it sounded like to me was a guy that's frustrated and is not going to sign a long-term deal back here in Colorado. That's what it sounded like to me. So if he's not going to sign a long-time deal in Colorado, you got to move him, Patrick.
Well, okay, but my point would be I don't think Nolan right now is asking for a trade and wants out. Right now.
All right, let me ask you the tough question then, Patrick.
Okay.
And I say you get a generational player like this, maybe never in your franchise history, because my argument is when you start talking about the greatest players at their position of all time, nobody who's ever played on the Rockies is in that conversation except for Nolan Arenado. So I say you go down with the ship. No matter what, you hold on to him for long as humanly possible, and you do your best to keep him, even if that means getting no value for him, because getting a player of this talent is that rare. I am in the minority at the radio station. Almost every other person says, nope, you got to get value for him when you can. You'll never be able to sign him. He wants to go somewhere else. Where are you with the trade or not trade Nolan Arenado?
I'm going to go on the fence a little bit, and I'm not trying to be coy. But I think that question is better served at the end of this season, okay? Let's see where this goes. I still think the Rockies are showing signs, particularly going into L.A. and winning 2 of 3 and maybe and having a chance to sweep. I think the Rockies still have a chance to do something this year. If they don't by the end of the year, then that's, I think, when the question becomes legit. Because if they fail to do anything, and they're going to be losing, Adam Ottavino's a free agent. DJ LeMahieu's likely gone. He's a free agent. Cargo's a free agent again. This team is going to be in a weird place. The window's going to be closing again. So if at the end of this season, if the Rockies have failed to really make a leap toward winning the division and the playoffs again, then I think you take a hard look at Nolan. But I think now is not the time to ask that question.
One of the things that you just said that I don't want to see happen is us losing Ottavino. Is there any chance that we can get something done with him, or will he absolutely head into free agency and check out all of his other options?
I think there's a chance to keep him because he loves it here. He was with the Cardinals beforehand. The Rockies gave him a second chance. He really enjoys Denver. He's proven that his stuff can play here in Colorado as a pitcher. The problem is, after paying all that money out to the other three relievers, $106 million to McGee, Wade Davis, and Brian Shaw, what do the Rockies have in their, in the coffers? And that's going to be a big problem going forward. This is going to be Otto's one chance to get a big payday, and he's got to take it. And I just don't know if the Rockies are going to have enough money to be able to make Nolan a long-term deal down the road. They're already paying Charlie Blackman a big deal. It's going to come down to money with Otto. And I think you give him a fair offer, he'll stay. But I don't know if they're going to have the wherewithal to do it.
They got to give him a fair offer, period.
They do.
He is off the chain right now.
He is. And even though he struggled a teeny bit the last two games, nobody's perfect. And Otto right now is, in my opinion, one of the best relievers in the National League.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate it. Enjoy your time down the ballpark. And let's keep it rolling, right? Let's stay positive.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, the better they play, the more fun it is for everybody.
No doubt. Thank you, Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post, brought to you by Rocks Heating and Air. Who are the biggest trash talkers in the NFL? Football at 4 is next.